The image of conservative Republicans promotes an image of Americans who respect and follow the Constitution. How often do conservative Republicans tout the Second Amendment with greater frequency than they quote the Bible? Yet when it comes to the First Amendment, many conservative Republicans are quite willing to bend or totally misrepresent its meaning. It's a total lack of understanding. Or is it an arrogant effort to change the meaning of the First Amendment to fit right-wing agenda? I mean, due to the highly sensitivities that everybody feels these days, I guess I have to say that when I talk about this, I'm not talking about all conservatives or all Republicans. I'm talking mainly about right-wing radicals. And if that doesn't apply to you, then please don't take it personally, because I'm not talking about you. Yesterday, Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry signed a bill into law that mandates the Old Testament's Ten Commandments be put on display in classrooms, in public classrooms, in the public school classrooms. Some celebrated this moment when God was put back in schools, and a moment when students will see the visual guides to moral behavior every day in their class, a problem that Governor Landry felt was important to solve with the Ten Commandments. But the law is unconstitutional. One of the most fundamental concepts in America is the separation of church and state. This concept is constantly being challenged by Christians who are on a crusade, not all Christians, but some Christians, on a crusade to push Christianity as the answer to all of America's problems. And yet many Christians are the ones who are creating those problems. If you're a Christian and it's not you, don't take this personally. Now, there are Americans who falsely believe that America was founded on Christian values. Christians may have been part of the group founding America, but America was founded on the concept of freedom of religion. But some people have been brainwashed to think that it's been founded on Christian values. The reason people came here was because they wanted freedom of religion. They wanted anybody and everybody to have the freedom to express their religious beliefs, regardless of what their religion was. In 1980, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled in the case of Stone versus Graham that any requirement to post the Ten Commandments in a public classroom violates the First Amendment's Establishment Clause, which establishes the concept of separation of church and state. Furthermore, if the Ten Commandments are posted as part of a push to put Christianity back in the classroom, then other religions could argue that they have the right to post teachings and symbols of their religion in the classrooms. How would these Christians feel about Muslims wanting to teach their signs and symbols in the classroom, or satanic teachings or symbols in the classroom? You see, this whole idea of the Ten Commandments opens the door for controversy. Louisiana Republican Representative Dodie Horton says that she authored the bill. She says that mandating the Ten Commandments in a public school classroom is something that she believes the Trump-appointed conservative Supreme Court will uphold, and that if this law is challenged, and they welcome the challenges, it's going to be upheld. There's always that possibility. But I would like to believe that even a conservative Supreme Court will respect the fundamental aspect of the First Amendment over a push to establish a specific religious ideology in public schools. I'm a Christian. But I don't believe the answer to America's problems can be solved by posting the Ten Commandments in public schools or by putting prayer back in public schools. When I was in school, I remember that green banner above the chalkboard that had all the letters of the alphabet on it. I saw that every day. But that didn't encourage me to read or write. And for the record, I support the Ten Commandments, and I do the best I can to follow the Ten Commandments. But I'm not in favor of this superficial push to instill Christianity in public schools at the taxpayers' expense of legal challenges that will likely follow. Yeah, we got God back in the public schools. We win. That's going to be the rallying cry of many Christians across America. And Jeff Landry may be doing this to get the attention of Americans, not just people in Louisiana, because we're the ones who are going to fund the challenges. You know, a young student needs to be taught religion at home. I also fear that many people are going to be looking at the schools to teach about God rather than the responsibility of the family. That's where God should be taught. You teach God at home. You teach about God and Jesus and religion. Whatever your religion is, you teach that at home. There's a lot going on in America, and there was a lot going on in America in 1962 when the Supreme Court ruled that public schools could not lead prayers. There were forces at play in America directing this country that indicated why we are where we are today. And the removal of prayer from schools back then was not the only indicator as to where we are today. Many Americans have been brainwashed to believe that the simplistic notion is that banning prayer in public schools was the leading cause of sending this country to hell in a handbasket. Do you really believe that posting the Ten Commandments with no teaching or no guidance in the classroom, is that really going to change America? And watch how this plays out. Governor Landry seems to be playing to a national audience more than to those of us in Louisiana with his Ten Commandments bill. Is Landry using the governor's mansion to gain a bigger role in conservative politics nationally? Time will reveal the answer.